Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And that Texit Coin today, October 1st, 2025, is sitting right at $4.94 USD. I tell you, they're out there hashing at about 400 gigahashes per second with that mining operation out there in the great state of Texas. And they have signed up 34,391 people to take part and participate in that mining. If you want to get in on this and get a mind share yourself so you're not left behind, you want to get a seat on this rocket before it takes off, because once it's gone, it's gone. Be sure to send an email to texitmines@gmail.com. That's T-E-X-I-T-M-I-N-E-S @gmail.com. Include that word palm, P-A-L-M, in the subject line to make sure to get that discount. But go ahead and send that email and they'll get back with you and give you lots of information so you can get in on this Texit Coin. All right, folks, enjoy the show.
Hello there and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast.
The one and only.
Woo! Yep. I tell you, that Equinox kind of got us. Is that what it is? Is it Equinox?
Kind of tired us out already. I hope you guys saw that live stream, that Equinox live stream special from the Palm and Pine Podcast.
We lit up a, who, what was it?
A despacho.
Despacho. To celebrate.
Not a gazpacho, but a despacho.
Yeah. The most important time stamp in the state of Florida.
Absolutely. You're just waiting for that fall equinox if you live in Florida. Right. Please bring it on, Jesus. The fall equinox.
Right. Because that other part of the year, that summer and
there's no hope.
Yeah.
Now it's still 90 and muggy, but there's hope.
There's hope. Right. There's like a psychological thing changes. And because that part of the year takes like 3 years. Now this next half of the year.
Time moves faster.
From now until June 21st. Yeah.
Football season's over like that.
Right. So, well, Gator season's already over, of course. But football season is definitely over for us.
Oh, man, yeah. So.
But, hey, I got two little things, Douglas.
Okay, all right.
You know, we talk a lot about Florida history on this podcast. We like to share that. And I just thought with us coming into the cold of winter, it'd be a great time to kind of recap. I come across this on Facebook, and it was in a Facebook group called History of Florida.
All right.
And I love this because it talks about the great freeze in Florida.
The 1894 one?
That's it.
Yeah,
yes.
So I want to talk about that, right.
Yeah, so let me just read this to you, a little paragraph here. Right. And they included a photograph from that freeze.
We might
throw that on the page.
Right.
The photograph shows some men working, it looks like in an orange grove, and there's just icicles hanging everywhere.
Right.
So this, what it really was, it was called the Great Freeze, and all Floridians know about the Great Freeze.
Right.
And this was in Florida back, it was two freezes.
Yeah.
The first one was in December of 1894.
Right. And then February the next year.
Yeah, and the temperatures
dropped.
Yeah, the temperatures dropped to 18 degrees on December, in that December 1894.
Right.
Now, here's what really got them, though. That first freeze didn't really do a lot of damage, but then it got warm.
It got warm in January.
And everybody's like, oh, we're past it. All the orange trees, everything budded out. There was, flowers blooming. But then that second freeze was even worse.
Right. It even froze down into Palm Beach, as I recall.
Right.
Bad.
So
And that was February 1895. More devastating, that second one. And it says all varieties of citrus froze, and the bark split even up the trees from the bottom of the trunks all the way up.
Right, and people just abandoned their home sites. They were old schools abandoned. Mm-hmm. You know, when we moved here, there was an abandoned old school and some old home sites.
Right.
And I've thought about that. What happened?
That's
what
went
on?
That's
they were 19th century looking sites, and and we know they were growing oranges as far north as Gainesville and on up into Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called Orange County. While we're near Citrus County.
Citrus County, right.
It is kind of a mysterious time I'd like to know more about.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm just kind of praying for some cold weather.
I don't think we've seen anything like that since then. There was a bad one in 57, and there were a few in the 80s that were pretty bad.
Right.
Was it 84, 83? In the 84 and 85, I think we had a pretty bad freeze. But maybe not like that 1894 and 95.
Ooh, that was a humdinger there. Yes. I'll throw this picture up on the Patreon page, and folks can take a look at it. But I know
Douglas. We need to get a specialist in to talk about.
What was the deal with that? Yeah. And it said it took them 50 years for the citrus industry to recover. Mm. So you know that puts you know well into the 20th century recovered.
And they had been rocking and rolling since 1880. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take long around here for citrus to mature and start to produce.
A few years.
It just grows like a weed here. And so they've been rocking and rolling. And have we ever heard back from those Bigfoot people?
I'm glad you reminded me, because I wanted to talk about that again, too. So, you know, right here in our county, we have had a confirmed sighting of two Bigfoots.
Within
a couple months.
And it didn't even make the paper. I don't understand.
And it was all over the internet. And if you go to the BFRO, Bigfoot Field Research Organization, they've done a follow-up, but they haven't really let us know anything else. And so, you know, our crack team of journalists here at the Palm and Pine Podcast, we've reached out to them several times now, and we have not heard anything back. So we're gonna give them a quick call, Douglas.
Yeah, they're in California. We're a little later in the day here because we did the special Equinox show, they're awake out there and wherever they're at.
I've borrowed a phone, so they won't have my number, and so we will, because this is kind of fancy.
We will leave a few cuss words there,
words. We will get them on the line. Uh-huh. We got them on the line right now.
They're ignoring you.
Oh, they must be. Well, I've tried with a different phone.
Oh, okay.
So hoping they wouldn't know who I am.
You have reached the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. Please leave a detailed message after the tone.
These people are harder to find
than
Bigfoot themselves.
Harder to find than Bigfoot. Hey, good morning. This is Steve Barlow. I'm over here in the greatest country on earth, Florida, and trying to get a hold of somebody there at the BFRO. We had a Class A sighting here in our home county, Levy County.
Right.
And I've got that report number at the ready.
Okay.
It's 788-76. I don't know if y'all started at 1, but that's a lot of Bigfoot sightings.
Absolutely.
78-876.
Right.
We are with the Palm and Pine Podcast. We'd love to speak with someone that could give us some more information. We're a Florida-centric podcast.
Right, and there were two that were sighted that
Those skunk apes, that's what we call them.
Yes.
Y'all know that's what we call them down here.
Absolutely.
But anyway, if y'all get a chance, give us a call back. I'm going to give you my number, and I'm going to blank this out on the... Well, we're live right there, so that's one thing when you're live.
They can see it when you call.
Yeah. You can see my number. Yeah. Call this number at any time.
Yes, day or night.
Day or night. Let me know when we can get...
Especially at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the best
We'd love to get you on the podcast, too. And talk about this a little bit. We got some questions. So anyway, until then, thank you, and we'll catch you next time.
Oh, man. But not just them. Any of y'all out there who have sighted a Bigfoot, contact us. We'd love to have you on the show, because I know some others have been sighted in this area of North Central Florida. So,
now, you can remain anonymous. You can phone in.
Yeah.
You could come to studio.
Yes.
Well, I mean, we are going to...
might meet you down the road.
Yeah. We're going to check you out just a little bit.
We might meet you at the convenience store.
Yeah, we're going to. Not only are we going to check you out, we're going to check out what kind of car you're driving, because not just any vehicle can get here to the Palm of Pine.
You know,
studio.
Speaking of creatures and mean creatures and weird creatures, you know, when we grew up, Steve, you know, Dad always had to have a bull or two that got out.
Oh yeah,
that got out. Yeah. Now, it was never a neighbor's bull getting into our place. It was never, Dad, we got an extra cow today.
Right.
It was always his bulls getting into somebody else's place.
That's right.
You know, he always had a couple of mean bulls.
Yeah.
You know, he liked
kind of a brindle colored
thing. He liked those Santa Gertrudis bulls. And I think it had killed somebody, so it was extra mean, and Dad got it cheap.
Got a discount. You know?
So let me explain this process to y'all out there. You're probably wondering, if you're in the city, well, you know, don't y'all have fences? How do you always have a cow getting out?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's a lot of interesting stories related to this, and it's related to my news story. That's why I bring it up.
Right.
And you're probably wondering, well, how do you get a cow out? You guys got fences. Let me explain it to you in a way y'all can all understand out there, you know. See, it's like this. When you've got a set of nuts hanging about the size of two softballs, you're going to go where you want to go.
You're going to roam. You're going to roam and travel.
See, Steve and I, we don't go everywhere we want to go.
Yeah, we kind of keep it around the house.
When you've got that scrotum hanging and two nuts the size of Valencia oranges, you're going to go where you want to go. So the old bull went where he wanted to go. And, you know, first time I was involved in that, we got a call, and I happened to answer. And it was Randall Owens. You know, he had that herd of black Angus.
He didn't want no red cow.
Answered, you know, and being a dumb kid, he said, well, your daddy's cow's over here. And being a dumb kid, I said, are you sure it's not one of yours?
And for the city people, he knew his cows.
Well, he had a lot of cows. Yeah. How do you know it's not one of yours? He had a lot of cows, you know. So if your bull gets out, guys, that's the first thing you can always try. You try that first. You sure it ain't one of yours?
Yeah. Are you sure?
Would you
mine?
Like to just keep him?
Yeah.
You know, but of course, that was foolish, as he knew it wasn't one of his. But the second interesting time with the bull getting out, because he went where he wanted to go.
Yeah, they go.
You know, Dad told me, he said, you know, that northwest corner out there,
right?
There's a bad spot in that fence. That bull's going to get out. Would you go repair that? And I was a teenager. Let me tell y'all, if it's something important, you can't tell a teenager one time to do it.
It might slip his mind.
You got to tell him three times, minimum. Three times.
And then there's some follow-up.
So I said, I'll do that. And it went in one ear and out the other, and I forgot about it. Right. And he didn't follow up on that. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Did you fix that fence? Steve, that bull must have heard me and him talking.
Yeah, he knew. Oh, I better go hit this
cow. It wasn't 3 hours later, Dad got a call.
Right.
Bull's out.
He went right through that hole. I know what you're talking about. I know that part of the fence.
5 miles of fence, he found that hole.
Yeah.
So he come to me, son, did you repair that fence? I haven't gotten around to it yet. Oh, God, he was pissed. Interesting stories about the bull getting out.
Yeah.
It's related to my news story because a similar kind of thing happened, but the sheriff's department got involved.
I'm going to have something somewhat similar, too, involving an animal.
It's funny how it all works out.
Yeah, you know, an animal.
Things that go where they want to go.
That's
you
what
know
mine's
what I'm saying?
About,
they're just going to go where he wants to go.
This is exactly what I'm bringing to the table today.
Right.
Okay. Well, you ready?
I'm ready for it now.
Let's roll right into our Palm and Pine newscast right now. All right, Douglas, tell me what you got,
Steve,
going on.
I got a story from Volusia County. I believe this was Deltona Friendship Elementary School. So the Sheriff's Department, they got an alarm. The fire alarm went off at 1 in the morning at Friendship Elementary School Library, and this was recently. And they went
That's an odd time for a fire alarm.
And they went into the building, Steve, and it had been destroyed. Shelves turned over, books destroyed, tables destroyed, glass broke out of the front doors, the stuff torn off the walls in the bathroom.
And there weren't people in there reading.
No, there was nobody in there at all. Right. And it looked to the deputies like a bull. He said it looked like a bull had got in there. And it so terrified them because they thought something had got in there that went where it wanted to go.
They wanted to go in there.
So they went in with weapons drawn. They went in with weapons drawn, and they were a little nervous because clearly something had been in there that went where it wanted to go.
So it had to open the door,
It had just destroyed everything.
Good gracious.
In the library, and they were very confused and went through. And there is some good video of the body cam footage of them going through, just terrified with weapons drawn. And finally, you know, they cleared the area and things calmed down, and they did get to the bottom of it. But do you want to guess what was going where it wanted to go? Do you kind of want to guess?
A bull? A student.
You got it. So if something goes bad at a school, y'all, it's usually somebody that attends the school. So two young rascals that attended the school, two boys whose names I will not put out because they were like 12 and 11, they went in there one Sunday night and they totally trashed the library at their school. And then they came back later that night to admire their work and do some more.
When they set
off the fire alarm accidentally.
And they thought it was a
They were turned in by their mother, you know, because this is that third Lima category, poor parenting. But they were turned in by the mother.
Yeah.
And so
Sheriff Dennis Lima. Lima of Seminole County.
Yeah, but this was in Volusia.
I'm talking about the Lima category.
Yes, absolutely. They did get the two rascallions. And they did charge them all twice for everything, twice for burglary, twice for vandalism, twice for criminal mischief, because they went there twice and tore up the library. See, y'all, library don't mean nothing to Florida, man, Florida boy, okay?
No. 1 a.m. don't mean nothing.
And in fact, he might go tear it up thinking it's witchcraft and stuff, a library. Now, maybe in Boston, library is important, but Florida,
Were these young students or?
They were like 11 and 12. Young little whippersnappers, you know. They probably thought it was funny, you know, and went $50,000 worth of damage.
So
that mom is now on the hook for, you know.
Yeah. So sounds like that Lima Category 3 with the parenting was good to go.
It was good to go.
Mom was there, turned them in.
She turned them in lately.
Yeah.
She did good that day, but maybe not before they had destroyed the Friendship Elementary School library.
Right.
So I don't know what they had against that library, but they're fixing it up now.
Good gracious. Well, I tell you real quick, Douglas, I've got a similar story of, again, something with that scrotum sack.
Big old scrotum.
Wanting to go where it wants to go and ain't really caring what we want to do, right? And this happened in Central Florida, right not far from us, Lake County. So Lake County, not terribly far.
Yeah,
kind of near that Villages, all that kind of stuff, north of Orlando
that's a little bit.
That's
right, yeah.
And anyway, this old boy, he's at home. He's got his family there, his wife, his mother-in-law. It's a normal evening, early evening, and you know he's got his garage door open. He's in and out of the garage.
That was his first mistake.
Yeah. In Florida, you close doors. That's just kind of a golden rule. But he had that garage door open.
You close doors. You close that gap in the fence. Yep. You just close it, y'all.
Keep them closed, right? Keep
you close that library door.
That library door. So anyway, the way his deal was rigged was if something comes in the garage, it triggers, and then it closes. So if you pull your car in, you don't have to do anything, it closes.
Another
bad idea. This is a cascade, a chain of bad decisions right here, and bad settings that he had on his door. So what do you think happened when old Mr. Black Bear went into the garage, right? Florida Black Bear goes in the garage.
Because he goes where he wants
to go. That's right. The door closes. So they're in the house. He's in there, his wife, mother-in-law. And they hear a commotion now. They hear the garage door closed.
I bet they hear a commotion.
And they hear all hell break loose in that garage.
Because he now wanted to go out.
Yeah,
and he goes where he wants to go pretty well.
He couldn't go out. So anyway, old boy, the dad, opens the interior door to the garage from inside the house.
Okay.
To be stormed past by the bear. The bear comes right
by. He
went
where he wanted to go, and he wanted to go inside. Now, where was this at?
Lake County.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Now, the first stop was the living room. So the bear goes to the living room. Well, right at that moment, mother-in-law was in there watching, The Bachelor in there in the living room. And she's enjoying the show, you know. And the black bear come right into the living room with her, and you can imagine she freaked out and I can imagine. She immediately starts screaming, "Bear in the house! Bear in the house!"
Like
over
it happened before,
over and over. Yeah, bear in the house. Now they also had a couple little little
Schmitzu
ankle biters.
Dogs.
Yeah, the little ankle biter dogs.
They don't go where they want to go.
They were in there and they were barking and raising sand too. Now, so then the bear goes down the hallway. So he's working further in the house.
Goes where he wants to go.
He didn't like the living room setup. He goes down the hallway into the bathroom. There's a bathroom at the end of the hall. He goes right into the bathroom. So the mom's down there. Well, she just closes the bathroom door.
Oh, so, mistake.
So bear is now in the bathroom. Well, and the only thing I can say that did work out the way it probably should have worked out in this situation is the old boy then went ahead and grabbed his shooting iron.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he grabbed his shooting iron. He slips down there to the bathroom door, opens the door, and you know he had a shower tub at the end there in the bathroom. Bear was in the shower.
Oh.
He went ahead and unloaded an entire clip.
Let him have some lettuce.
Yeah, just gave him that. And
so
I've got
something that goes where it wants to go.
Yep.
That's about the only thing you can do, y'all.
And he shot that bear until he ran out of bullets. And when the FWC arrived sometime later, about an hour later, you know, when the law enforcement came, they said that Mr. Clark was dragging a tarp with the bear on it out his front door when they arrived. So, hats off to Mr. Clark for he has quite a shaking family.
That was quite an evening there, you know.
Got quite a few bullet holes in his bathroom door, his shower tub.
Well, that's kind
unit.
Of the last option when the bull gets out. You can just shoot it dead and then drag it back, you know. So,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So, I think we got a bear hunt coming up. It's been controversial,
right.
You know, in Florida. I think that's coming up in, I think, December. But this boy went ahead and had his bear hunt early.
And took
care of business. I got a picture of the bear laying on the bathroom floor. He's kind of laying around the toilet like he had a bad night, you know.
Well, he kind of did.
Yeah,
kinda
he did
have a bad night. Just because you can go where you want to go
doesn't mean
you need to go there, y'all.
Right,
you know? So
right.
There are things out there that go where they want to go. But then there's a lot of us, we can't go everywhere we want to go. So we need to be aware of those limitations.
Well, and speaking of going where it wants to go, a quick update on that three-eyed atlas.
It's going where it wants to go.
And I'm going to tell you, y'all need to keep watching. I read a thing just yesterday, Douglas, and it's emitting another color. Yeah, now it's like shooting out, I think it was a green color. So,
of course,
they always got some reason.
Cyanide gas, bromine, bromide. Yeah, like they've been up there. Yeah.
right, like they know what that thing's doing.
So keep your eyes on that.
When that thing comes around,
we're
going to do our raffle.
We're going to do our free raffle.
And
we're going to live stream it on pump.fun.
We're going to live stream it on pump.fun.
Yeah.
Share the podcast.
Yep,
share it on social media. Get your chances in for that raffle. We got a free Texas coin.
Unknown amount, and it's going up in price. You know, if you had invested when we first started sponsoring Texas Coin, you would have more than doubled your money now.
That should have been your first tip off when you see us sponsoring something. You might want to invest. Right. Because it's going is rocket ship. Rocket ship to the moon. This pump fund is going to be rocket ship to the moon.
Yeah, absolutely. And the pump fund, you guys might like it. You can buy our meme coin on there, and it's a little bit like gambling. And people seem to like gambling a lot. Yep. So it's
so if you go to Pump Fund, just look for Palm Pine. One word, Palm Pine.
There'll be a link on the website, palmandpine.net.
Yeah, go to our website. Yes, you'll find a link. Yes, and you can watch us live there. We're going to try to go live several times a week.
Especially got all the Palm and Pine gear there, a link on the website. Yes.
Especially as this weather starts cooling off, we'll get more
We're
going to
get jiggy with it when the weather cools
off. Right, we'll really get after
We'll start going a few more places where we ought not go.
Yeah. I like these wild animals. That's right. All right, folks. Hey, we'll catch y'all next time, and keep it Florida.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.